Hello and welcome to Quick Charge. I'm Steven and today is Tuesday, April 16th. Tesla has put its upcoming $25,000 electric car, sometimes referred to as the Model 2, on the back burner. The company has been working on its next-gen vehicle platform that is expected to enable much cheaper electric vehicles such as the Model 2 and the Robotaxi. However, the project is effectively scratched right now as Tesla is putting all resources into self-driving efforts. The Model 2 project was recently completely defunded and many people involved in it were laid off. Musk said that he wants Tesla to focus on the south expansion of Gigafactory Texas, which is going to house a giant data center for the Robotaxi project. The project is already behind schedule and there's serious doubt that it can be completed by the August 20th deadline. Tesla is now all in on self-driving. The company has been investing in autonomous driving for years, but has yet to see a significant revenue from this. Tesla's biggest business right now comes from Model Y sales, which has become the best-selling vehicle in the world. Tesla has been hedging its bets with its next-generation vehicles, which are built with a new manufacturing method called Unboxed. The company planned to build the Model 2 and the Robotaxi. However, Model 2 has been dropped in favor of focusing all efforts on Robotaxi. Tesla now absolutely needs to solve self-driving in order to keep growing, as it would no longer have a new car program. Tesla will be spending several billions of dollars on NVIDIA compute power this year to train its self-driving system. They aim to complete a massive data center to train full self-driving at Gigafactory Texas by the end of August, just a few weeks after the Robotaxi unveiling. Without a new cheaper EV model, Tesla will be looking at a minimum of 3 years without significant growth if it doesn't achieve self-driving. This shows that Tesla is becoming an AI company. Heads are rolling at Tesla over critical projects at Gigafactory Texas. Several projects, including battery cell and cathode production, have seen serious delays. They have been described as a financial black hole, and this has led to several departures. These delays might be making products like the Model 2 infeasible right now. All resources are now going into the Robotaxi program and specifically a new data center to be built in an ongoing expansion at the factory. The project is expected to experience wind and rain delays on top of the logistic challenges of supplying the computing and electronic hardware to build the data center. Earlier this year, Tesla announced that it is building a $500 million supercomputer cluster in New York. Tesla aims to use the new computing power from the New York project and Gigafactory Texas to train its AI for self-driving. Fang Chaobao's new Super 3 electric SUV has a rugged interstellar chariot design that looks straight out of a sci-fi movie. Complete with a drone landing pad for a car-to-sky experience, the new EV costs less than $28,000. BYD announced its new Fang Chaobao brand last June, which specializes in personalized and professional-grade EVs. The brand said it would launch a range of vehicles from off-roaders to sport cars. The new electric SUV is aimed at younger buyers and will debut next week at Auto China. The automaker expects sales to grow over 20% with new models in wide-ranging segments including low-cost luxury, mid-sized SUVs, pickups, and sport cars. Nissan is accelerating all solid-state EV battery development, hoping it would be a game-changer for its EVs. This week, Nissan showed off its all-solid-state battery pilot line at its Yokohama plant. By 2030, Nissan plans to launch solid-state battery-powered EVs, which will account for 55% of global sales. Nissan believes the new tech has the potential to offer twice the energy density of traditional lithium-ion batteries at a lower cost and reduce charging times by one-third. In October, Nissan unveiled the Hyperforce EV concept. Powered by all solid-state batteries, the electric supercar can crank out up to 1,341 horsepower. The exterior was designed with its Nismo racing team for maximum aerodynamics. The automaker hinted its electric supercar could launch by 2030. Chinese EV makers are already rolling out their own advanced battery tech. Nissan and other legacy automakers will need to get moving to prevent falling further behind. In today's community comment found on YouTube, somebody mentioned that it is worrying for Tesla investors to see the top two executives leave. While this may be happening due to a shift in focus at Tesla to AI, and team members might find this change to be the right time to move on to other opportunities. Thank you for watching Quick Charge by Electric. I'm Steven, and have a great day.